Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Though he called it the cause of his life, the late Senator Ted Kennedy never got to cast his vote for health care reform. The measure passed early this morning by a margin of 60 to 39. Massachusetts Interim Senator Paul Kirk said Kennedy would have been proud that his state provided the crucial 60th vote to pass this historic legislation. WBUR's Bob Oakes spoke with Kirk shortly afterwards.
There's always the twinge and hint of sadness that goes with the fact that he couldn't cast his vote himself, but yeah, it is a great day.
In my mind's eye, Senator, I can see you as you're casting your vote, turning toward the gallery and looking at Ted Kennedy's widow, Vicki Kennedy. And I'm wondering, what were you thinking at that exact moment?
Well, I was thinking, first of all, the same kind of thing, that she herself was just elated at the fact that the United States Senate was taking this step. And after all the steps and weary fight that Ted Kennedy had put up for this cause, it's a remarkable day of joy for her.
Senator, if we might look ahead to the coming weeks, when the House and Senate will begin what could be a very difficult process of trying to reconcile the two differing versions of health care reform, what do you think the biggest challenge is going to be?
I think some of the challenges will be this whole issue of public option or not. There'll be questions about differences on the abortion language. There'll be questions about whether the individuals who are blessed with millions of dollars in resources and income should be taxed, or whether the high insurance plans ought to tax levied on that.
Let's pick one of those areas you talked about, and that is the public option, which the Senate pretty much decisively rejected. Where do you think the middle ground might be on the public option?
I'd like it to be in a place where both the House and the Senate say this makes practical sense. As a matter of public policy, if I were to have my way, I would propose a public option, because there are many states where there is not real competition, where one or two carriers control the marketplace and the market share, so there's no rigorous competition to benefit the consumer, which would give them more choices and drive the price down. Now, when you get to the conference, it may end up being some form of a public option. That is to say, either states could opt in to a public option if they thought it wasn't to their benefit, or there'd be a public option mechanism in place for which certain states might opt out.
And let me ask you one more question before I let you go. I would imagine that a lot of employees in the greater Boston area are asking themselves, what's this going to cost me in this regard? Because there's a lot of talk about taxing people who get health insurance from their employers right now. And I know that the word Cadillac is attached to that. If you have a Cadillac health plan, you might be taxed on it. Would that mean that people who have health insurance plans that they don't necessarily consider to be terrific health plans, but adequate health plans, are going to face taxes?
No. Assuming that the Senate version is the final version, and I can't make that assumption yet, that those who have the so-called Cadillac plan might end up with a tax levy in that particular instance. But for the most part, when you get some 31 million new folks into the risk pool, that, by argument, spreading the risk across the pool should bring premiums down, and that for the most part, there wouldn't be a tax on the average insurance policy. So I think there are a host of new benefits in the Senate bill and in the House bill as well, and I'm quite confident that we'll get a first step toward universal and national health insurance that the American people deserve and that Ted Kennedy fought for through his public life.
Massachusetts Interim Senator Paul Kirk speaking earlier today with WBUR's Bob Oakes.